The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's dive right on in with this one from Better Homes and Gardens. Cosmos, that's the flower. No experience required. A sunny spot and package of seeds are all you need to grow summer's happiest flower. The real quick Cosmos 411, what to know before you plant. Cosmos requires full sun, light watering, well-drained soil. It will grow 18 inches to 4 feet tall and is not winter hardy. Cosmos are a summer annual with perennial appeal. From midsummer through frost, each plant produces dozens of silky petaled flowers, which range in color from pale pink to fiery red and orange. The flowers may look delicate, but the plants are tough, standing up to both drought and steamy summer conditions. Their stems are also remarkably strong, even as they grow up to several feet tall. That combination of soft, romantic looks and sturdy stems makes them favorites for arrangements, says Jennifer O'Neill, co-owner of Cut Flower Farm Pepper Harrow in Iowa. They're the perfect light, sparkly accent to bouquets. Planting. Cosmos are so easy to grow that most gardeners will find success planting from a seed. A package typically contains 50 to 100 of them. In early summer, after the soil has warmed up, sow seeds in a sunny place, barely covering them. Firm the soil and keep the planting area moist, not soggy, until seedlings appear in 7 to 10 days. When the plants are about 4 inches tall, thin them to 9 to 12 inches apart to encourage strong stems. If you're transplanting seedlings from a garden shop, water well after planting and for the first 2 weeks in the garden. For care, once up and growing, the plants shouldn't need supplemental watering, even in summer heat. Don't fertilize, as it encourages leggy growth instead of flowers. Pests and problems? Cosmos are not susceptible to bugs or blight. Planting in well-drained soil prevents root diseases. The tallest varieties should be planted in a spot protected from strong winds. And from Real Simple, twice the green. Three ways to save money by living more sustainably. Switch your light bulbs. Traditional incandescents can break more easily, burn out faster, and consume more energy than modern bulbs. Look for LEDs, which use up to 90% less energy and last up to 25 times longer. That means less stress on the power grid, fewer bulbs in the landfill, and a major decrease in curse-ridden hunts for a fresh bulb to replace the one that just died. As word has spread about the efficiency of LEDs, they've gotten less expensive, making the cost savings extra sweet. And if your idea of eco-friendly bulbs is those harsh, compact fluorescents that seem to illuminate every crime show interrogation, the good news is that LEDs come in cool or warm tones for a pleasing glow throughout your home. Cost? Surprisingly, LEDs are often cheaper than incandescents. A 60-watt incandescent bulb is approximately $1.85, while an LED equivalent can be as little as $1.35. Savings: the average household saves about $225 a year by using LED lighting, according to Energy Saver, the U.S. Department of Energy's consumer resource site. And environmental impact: by switching to LEDs, you help cut the byproducts of traditional electric power that contribute to climate change, poor air quality, and a contaminated water supply. Next, use a smart irrigation controller. A lush, verdant lawn doesn't have to be a total water hog. Many people make two big mistakes that can waste both money and one of the Earth's most precious resources. They use inefficient watering systems and turn them on at the hottest time of the day, when the water evaporates faster than the ground can absorb it. says Amir Hagverdi, Ph.D., Associate Professor of Agriculture and Urban Water Management at the University of California, Riverside. That's where a smart irrigation controller comes in, either a weather-based one or the kind with a soil moisture sensor. Some weather-based systems use data from a nearby weather station to estimate what your lawn needs at a given time, Hagverdi says. Soil moisture sensors measure the dampness in soil directly, then water when needed. Some smart irrigation controllers can work with a hose, but most connect to an existing in-ground sprinkler system. Cost? Expect to pay about $100 to $300 for a smart irrigation controller. Savings? Some state and local governments offer one-time rebates for smart irrigation controllers, Hagverdi says, so you could get hundreds of dollars back. And if you program your controller to run the system during off hours, such as 1 a.m., you might use 15% less water, reducing your utility bill accordingly. And environmental impact? The EPA estimates that nearly a third of residential water use in the United States, almost 9 billion gallons per day, goes towards irrigation. And as much as half of that water is wasted due to inefficiency. A smart sprinkler system can bring those numbers down. And last, my favorite, buy clothing secondhand. The resale economy is having a moment. The market grew by 53% between 2015 and 2020 and is projected to more than double by 2030, according to a 2021 report by the online shopping platform Mercari and market research firm Global Data. Cost? Secondhand shoppers typically save at least 25%, according to the Mercari Global Data report. There's no shortage of places to hit up. You could go brick-and-mortar thrift stores or consignment shops, or buy and sell online at sites like ThredUp, Depop, Poshmark, The RealReal, and Tradesy. Savings? Americans spent an average of $1,434 on apparel in 2020, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. If you used that budget for secondhand items at 25% off retail, you'd save $358.50 for the year. And if you shop secondhand for gifts, who wouldn't want a vintage designer scarf? You'll save even more. Environmental impact? In 2018, 13% of clothing and footwear in the U.S. was recycled, the EPA reports, which amounts to over 2 million tons. That may sound impressive until you learn that 11,300 million tons of textiles were sent to landfills at the same time. Dumping bags of old clothes into donation bins may not be an eco-solution. With the popularity of fast fashion, Western consumers are cycling through clothes more quickly than less fortunate populations can use them. And as a result, some developing countries, like Ghana, are awash in cast-off clothing. Making a concerted effort to buy and wear resale fashion helps limit your personal impact on this global problem. From Martha Stewart Living, a little entreaty about May. And it's a quote, "When you take a flower in your hand and really look at it, it's your world for the moment. I want to give that world to someone else." And that quote was by artist Georgia O'Keeffe. From Better Homes and Gardens, brush up your sun protection smarts. Expert advice, insights from skin cancer survivors, and trusted products to add to your arsenal. The doctor is in. The experts, Jeremy A. Brower, MD, Clinical Associate Professor, Ronald O. Perlman, Department of Dermatology, New York University, Nada Ebuluk, MD, Associate Professor of Clinical Dermatology and Director of the Skin of Color Center and Pigmentary Disorders Clinic, Keck School of Medicine, University of Southern California, and Atta Moshiri, MD, MPH, Dermatologist at the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, Assistant Professor of Dermatology and Dermatopathology, University of Washington School of Medicine. And this is in the form of a question and answer. Question, do I really need to worry if I'm not fair-skinned? Ebulluk says, it's true that people with very fair skin are at the highest risk. But even if you have a darker skin tone, sun exposure without protection increases your chance of developing skin cancer. In fact, many people of color don't get diagnosed until their cancer is in a later stage, in part because of lack of awareness about the skin cancer risk in darker skin. So they face a higher risk of mortality. No matter your skin color, consider the other factors that increase your risk, including having a lot of moles and a family history of skin cancer. Question: is it true that if I got burned as a child, the damage is already done? Brower says, while just one blistering sunburn during childhood or adolescence doubles your chances of developing a melanoma, don't throw in the towel on sun protection. More burns and excessive sun exposure can raise that risk even more. Talk to a dermatologist about how to protect your skin and how often to get screened for cancer. And when you do a skin check, remember your eyelids, ears, hands, and feet. Question: what does SPF actually mean? Mushiri says it stands for sun protection factor and indicates how long you can stay in the sun without getting burned. For example, if you normally burn after being in the sun 10 minutes and you put on SPF 30, you should then be able to stay outside without getting burned for 30 times as long, or 300 minutes. But if you're someone who burns after 2 minutes, that same SPF will protect you for only 60 minutes. The other factor of SPF is the percent of UV rays that stops your skin from absorbing. The higher the SPF, the more UV rays it blocks. Wear a minimum of SPF 30, and no matter the SPF number, reapply after 2 hours, sooner if you're swimming or sweating a lot. Are mineral sunscreens safer than chemical ones? Ebulluk says, I use both types, but I advise children and pregnant women to stick to mineral. There's some data that suggests that the ingredients in chemical sunscreens may get into the bloodstream, but to date, this hasn't been shown to be harmful. Chemical sunscreens use ingredients like avobenzone or homosalate to absorb UV rays. Mineral sunscreens, also called physical blockers, use metals like zinc or titanium oxide to deflect rays. Mineral formulas can be chalky, but new products blend more easily on all skin tones. Question: do mole tracker apps like Mole Mapper and MeSkin really work? Brower says any app that enables you to take a picture of your moles and helps you monitor how they might change over time is potentially useful because it's easy to forget how many moles you have and what they look like. But, and this is a big but, using an app shouldn't replace seeing a dermatologist, especially if you see a new spot or one that's changing regardless of whether an app flags it. Question: experts often advise staying out of the sun during peak hours, such as 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., but often that's unrealistic. What's the best protection then? Mushiri says sunscreen is a must, but don't discount the power of sun protection clothing. While any dark color, tightly woven clothes will block some rays, items with a built-in UPF, ultraviolet protection factor, really work. The UPF number tells you how much protection you'll get from wearing it. For example, a shirt with a UPF 50 will allow only 1/50th of the sun's UV rays to reach the skin underneath. This protection mostly comes from the type of fabric and the tightness of the weave. Sometimes it's treated with chemicals to enhance UV blocking powers. A wide brim hat and UV protective sunglasses also offer good protection. And SunSmarts, do a monthly skin self-check, and if you notice any new or changing spots, have a dermatologist check them out. And when applying sunscreen, apply a shot glass's worth of sunscreen 15 to 30 minutes before heading outdoors. If you're going to the beach, you may need a bit more than that. And a sun safety tool kit. Sunscreen you won't hate wearing. For a daily protection, CeraVe AM Facial Moisturizing Lotion, SPF 30, available for $15 at Target. Headed to the beach or park? La Roche-Posay Anthelios Melt-In Milk SPF 100. That's available at Ulta for $27. As for sun protective clothing, look for a rating of UPF 50 or more to make sure you're protected. Coolibar, women's San Clemente cover-up. It's a long sleeve and dress, probably mid-thigh length garment, 50+, available at coolibar.com, coolibar.com for $95, and a wide-brim hat. For the best coverage, the Skin Cancer Foundation recommends choosing a tightly knit hat with a brim at least 3 inches wide. And they're featuring the Solbari Holiday Sun Hat UPF 50+, available at solbari.com, that's solbari.com, for $55. From Women's Day, 1 minute stress busters. Let this breaking health news soak in. For some people with heart disease, mental stress may actually reduce blood flow to the heart, increasing the risk of heart attack and worse outcomes, suggests new research. Also, stress floods the body with hormones that over time can negatively impact heart factors like blood pressure, cholesterol, and insulin response. Try these calming tricks that can be done in 60 seconds or less. From Cheyenne Bryant, PhD, psychology expert and renowned life coach. There's only 3. Make someone smile. Text a loved one something happy or funny. It helps tame stress by distracting you from the distorted thoughts causing it. And it prompts your brain to release feel-good chemicals, which help you think more optimistically and maybe even laugh at yourself. Next, tell a story. Create a positive go-to narrative. For 30 seconds, reflect on things you love about yourself and your life, or that bring you joy and make you feel warm and loving inside. This will regulate your emotions, create calmness, and shift your perception, Bryant says. And last, breathe. A relaxing bath is the perfect place for some deep breathing. Slowly inhale and exhale for 1 minute. This slows your heart rate and aligns your mind and your body to bring all-over calm, says Bryant. From Good Housekeeping, why are rain boots always so difficult to put on? Help! And Good Housekeeping's answer, rain boots are designed to keep feet dry in wet weather, and their fully enclosed design can certainly create a hassle when it's time to slip them on and off. You may notice that very few effective rain boots have laces or zippers, because those would create openings through which water could seep. If you're fed up with a cumbersome pair, try shorter boots with tabs at the openings, or ones with easy-to-pull features. Footwear brand Bogs, that's B-O-G-S, carries unique rain boots for men, women, and kids with wide built-in handles that are strategically placed to allow for easy maneuvering without sacrificing efficiency. Regardless, make sure your rain boots are made with fully waterproof materials like rubber and have deep treads on the bottom for traction. And their Good Housekeeping Lab pick, Bogs, B-O-G-S, Rain Boot Magnolia, $65, available at bogsfootwear.com, BOGSFOOTWEAR.com. From Real Simple, who knew? A toast to avocados. Guac may cost extra, but that's not stopping people from dishing out for the almighty avocado. The berry, yes, it's a berry, appears everywhere from ice cream to face masks to ASMR videos. So many close-ups of slicing and smearing. Americans consume about 3 billion pounds of avocados a year, roughly 3 times as many as we did 20 years ago. In a 2021 survey, 83% of avocado eaters said they bought them for the good fats. Sure enough, the same unsaturated fats some of us used to avoid are now celebrated for lowering cholesterol and boosting skin and heart health. And we can thank them for the fruit's buttery texture, too. Though around 80% of the avocados in the U.S. come from their native Mexico, short-lived import bans be damned, the most common variety was discovered in Southern California. Rudolf Haas, a postal worker, planted it by chance in his garden in the 1920s. Throw ripe, uncut avocados into the fridge, and they can last up to 4 days. If they're not quite ready for Cinco de Mayo, which we know has passed, but put them in a brown bag with an apple or banana to speed up ripening. And in the unlikely event you have leftover guac, pour a thin layer of water on top and refrigerate in an airtight container. A couple of recipes for you. Good Housekeeping gives us this BLT shrimp rolls. Active time and total time, both 15 minutes. In a large skillet on medium, cook 6 slices of bacon until crisp, 5 to 6 minutes. Transfer to a paper towel lined plate. In a large bowl, toss 1 1/4 pounds large cooked shrimp with tails removed and cut in half, with 1/3 cup ranch dressing until well coated. Line 4 potato hot dog buns, toasted, with green leaf lettuce, sliced ripe Campari or plum tomatoes, and crispy bacon. Then spoon in the shrimp and sprinkle with chopped chives. Serve with more ranch dressing for dipping if desired. From Woman's Day, curried chicken salad wraps. Active time and total time are both 10 minutes and it serves 4. We need 1/4 cup mayo, 2 tablespoons plain Greek yogurt, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 1 1/4 teaspoons curry powder, 1/2 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 1 stalk of celery finely chopped, 2 scallions thinly sliced, 3 cups shredded white meat rotisserie chicken, 1/4 cup golden raisins, 1/4 cup toasted chopped almonds, 2 cups mixed greens, and 4 10-inch wraps. In a medium bowl, whisk together the mayonnaise, Greek yogurt, lemon juice, curry powder, Dijon, celery, and scallion. Toss in the chicken, raisins, and almonds, then divide the mixed greens evenly among the wraps, then top with the chicken salad, and roll tightly. It's not too hard, even for me. How about roast beef wraps? Active times 20 minutes, total time 25, and this serves 4 as well. We need 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 sweet onion thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons sour cream, 2 tablespoons mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon prepared horseradish squeezed of the excess moisture, 1 teaspoon whole grain mustard, 4 10-inch wraps, 2 bunches of watercress, thick stems discarded, 1 pound of roast beef thinly sliced. Heat olive oil in a large skillet on medium, add onion and cook covered until stirring occasionally until golden brown and very tender, 12 to 15 minutes. In a small bowl, whisk together sour cream, mayonnaise, horseradish, and mustard. Spread mixture evenly on the wraps, then top with watercress or caramelized onion and roast beef, and roll tightly. A third kind of wrap. Ham and veggie. This active and total time are both 15 minutes and it serves 4. 2 tablespoons rice wine vinegar, 1 teaspoon sugar, some kosher salt, 1 medium carrot cut into matchsticks, 1/4 cup of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon sriracha, 4 10-inch wraps, 12 ounces thinly sliced ham, 1 Persian cucumber cut into matchsticks, 4 radishes, thinly sliced, 1/4 cup fresh mint, and 1/4 cup fresh cilantro leaves. In a bowl, whisk together vinegar, sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Add carrot and toss to coat. Let stand 10 minutes. Mix mayonnaise and sriracha and spread on each wrap. Top with ham. Toss cucumber with carrot and drain. Spoon on top of ham. Top with radishes, mint, and cilantro, and then roll it up. And last wrap, we have Italian. 10 minutes is your active and total time, and it serves 6 this time. We need 1/2 cup pitted green olives chopped, 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley chopped, 1 tablespoon lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 1/2 pound thinly sliced salami, 8 ounces fresh mozzarella sliced, and 6 10-inch wraps. In a bowl, combine olives, parsley, lemon zest and juice, and red pepper flakes. Divide salami and mozzarella among the wraps, then spoon tapenade on top and roll tightly. Cucumber and melon salad. Active and total time, 20 minutes. This serves 6 to 8. We need 1 tablespoon cumin seeds, 1/4 cup olive oil, 1 tablespoon cider vinegar, 1 pinch of sugar, kosher salt and pepper, 1 seedless cucumber, 1 cantaloupe, rind removed, seeded, 1/4 cup pea shoots, and 2 tablespoons mint leaves, with edible flowers being optional. In a small skillet on medium, toast cumin seeds about a minute. Transfer to a jar with a tight-fitting lid. Add olive oil, vinegar, sugar, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Cover and shake to combine, adjusting seasoning as necessary. Working over the bowl and using vegetable peeler, cut cucumber into long ribbons. Cut cantaloupe into thin strips and add to cucumber. Add pea shoots and mint, then drizzle with dressing, gently tossing to coat. Scatter flowers on top if you're using them. And chive potato salad, 15 minutes active time, total time 25, and it serves 6. We need 2 pounds new potatoes, 1/2 cup fresh chives chopped, 1/3 cup olive oil, 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, kosher salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons fresh flat-leaf parsley, chopped. Simmer potatoes in salted water until just tender. Run under cold water to cool, then quarter. In a blender, puree the chives, olive oil, vinegar, mustard, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper until smooth. Add sauce and parsley to the potatoes and toss to combine. And our last recipe, green beans with crushed salt and vinegar chips. Active and total time are both 20 minutes, and it serves 6. We need 1 cup kettle-cooked salt and vinegar potato chips, crushed. That should be fun, right? 1 tablespoon grated lemon zest, plus 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 tablespoon flat-leaf parsley, chopped, 2 pounds green beans, blanched, 2 tablespoons olive oil, and kosher salt and pepper. Toss together potato chips, lemon zest, and parsley. Toss together the green beans, olive oil, lemon juice, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Serve the beans sprinkled with the chip mixture. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.